Hello, hello, and welcome back to your favorite show of the week. It's Conference One, and joined with me, as always, is the Omega Brain, Dane. Dane, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And it is with it's heavy heart and saddened spirits that I have to announce that I am no longer always right. And it is entirely UW's fault. So,
let's just get right into it. What did the bad man do? How did you get proved wrong?
They beat everyone. East qualifier, University of Waterloo, coming out number one seed from East Division 2, beats Vespa. I didn't have that. I had Vespa winning. I thought East Division 1 was the better division. I didn't get to watch that match.
What was the UW record before? Like, what seed were they?
They were number one. They were undefeated.
Oh, okay.
In their division. They beat Miami, which Miami has been underperforming, so it was hard to tell whether or not they were really good. But now we can tell for a certainty. They are very good. They beat Vespa 2-1. I didn't get to watch that. It wasn't streamed on Conference One, and I didn't dig through college esports Twitter to find it. I should have, but I was limited on time. So unfortunately I didn't get to watch that one. Rutgers beats ONU as expected, and the one I did get to watch was UW versus Rutgers, which was a fantastic match, and I highly recommend checking that one out. Very, very close, 2-1. UW pulled the classic Viper on Icebox after they lost game one to shift the momentum. Always glad to see that card being played. It's a classic now, I'm calling it.
Interesting Viper meta card.
Yeah. It's whenever you need to kill the enemy team's momentum, play that card, Viper on Icebox, and it'll work every time. Game three on Split, super, super close, goes to overtime. Ultimately, UW, they picked Sage and they picked Cypher, and it was like that utility that really like allowed them to win versus Rutgers' Breach and like two more duelists. They didn't have the utility that UW had. So UW beats Rutgers. That's Rutgers' first loss the entire Split. So UW is that good. They go on, Rutgers and UW, top two teams from each regional qualifier, go on to the grand finals, which we'll talk about here at the end. Moving on to Central here. Immediately, my bracket's ruined as Western upsets DePaul, which I did not see coming at all. Western was the last seed of their division coming into this tournament, and then DePaul was the first seed from their division. So you would think easy money for DePaul. Nope. Western wins 2-1.
All these are going to game three for the most part, which I'm noticing, which, I mean, once again, shows the good competition of the league.
Yeah, the competition, like I said, it's only heating up. I said that a couple weeks ago, and I was right about that, so I'll take that, though. I got to take them where I can now.
You got something right.
Yep. And then I got UH beating Western right. That was another easy guess. I thought DePaul beating Western was easy guess, so Western full of surprises, but UH wins that one. Then TAMU goes on to narrowly beat Longhorn, another 2-1 there, and they beat OSU 2-0. It is weird that they would narrowly beat Longhorn and then kind of stomp OSU, but that's Valorant, baby. And then UH goes on to beat TAMU to win the Central Division. TAMU won. Neither of those games were streamed, so I can't comment what happened. All I can do is give you the scores. And there they were.
But it looks like the big dogs are struggling a little bit.
Yeah,
which is interesting. Because it was TAMU and it was Rutgers that were kind of, the head honchos, and they both recorded a loss in this qualifiers.
Mm-hmm. They both made it to second place, so they have a second chance here moving into the grand finals. But as it stands, the Kings have been dethroned. No teams go undefeated through this whole conference.
That's awesome. That's so great.
Moving West. On to West Division. Cal Poly. Okay, so I didn't get to say this last week because the matches weren't recorded at the time of our recording. But at the end of Split 2, Cal Poly actually beat the undefeated UCI, which was big because UCI was looking like a monster. But I've always said Cal Poly's good at swinging up. However, they weren't good enough as they played against SJSU, and SJSU was able to take them down 2-0. Like I said, SJSU is angry. They're looking revenge. For revenge. They want the revenge game against UCI, and they get it because UCI beats Cal Gold. So I did watch this one as well, and it was a nail biter all the through and through. UCI came to play. We talked last week about UCI needing to find this perfect balance between playing for seriouslys and playing for funsies.
Mm-hmm.
And for my money, they found it. In classic UCI troll fashion, they win the final game in overtime by sneaking a defuse. behind the back of SJSU with two members still alive. It was incredible. They're my favorite team. I'm just going to say it now.
Okay.
They're my new favorite team. Yeah, I'm pulling for them. Send me merch. I'll wear them. I'll rep it.
Well, and as we talked about last week, if UCI is going to find a victory, it should be in this esport. It's their best chance. They're cruising. There's drama. A sneak defuse. Like, if there's a time, the time's now.
Yeah. They keep slipping away. They're slippery. They keep beating SJU. I feel like SJU's even madder now. And they'll get a second chance, hopefully, in the grand finals.
So we can have a double revenge game.
Yeah, we could. Let's talk about the grand finals here.
Boy.
So I can't break down the bracket for you because we don't have seeding yet. Because the way they're doing seeding is based off of a team questionnaire, not based off results, because it's hard to do inter-regional results. Maybe. You look upset.
Do you feel like a one seed or do you feel like a three seed? Color in the dot that you feel strongest with. That's very odd. That's very weird to me.
It is strange, but I feel like at the very least, no one can complain about seeding at the end of this, right? Like, none of the teams can be like, I feel like we were underseeded.
I really want to see the questionnaire. Can you kick butt? Yes or no? Like, that... Yep. I don't even know what you have. Are you toxic?
I don't know if the teams are grading themselves or if they have to grade the other five teams. I feel like they have to grade...
Yeah, for UCI, I'd be like, yeah, SJSU, garbage.
Trash, they don't deserve get them a good out of here.
We gotta find someone to talk to. I'm so curious about that.
Yeah, we'll have to bring in somebody next week to talk about it. But it'll be after the fact because the finals are this weekend. Okay. May 15th through 16th. Double elimination tournament. Rutgers, University of Waterloo, University of Houston, Texas A&M, UC Irvine, San Jose University, all competing for $10,000 this weekend. Don't miss it.
Look at that list of names. Vibe check it. You said that UCI is one of your favorite teams to win. What's the other team that would compete against them in the final?
Well, San Jose, obviously, they go neck and neck every time they play. University of Houston, crushed Central Division. They did amazing. And I think in results outside of Conference One, they do great too. So that would be my third pick. If the questionnaire comes to me and I have to seed it, those are my 1, 2, and 3 seed.
That's a great way to answer that. Awesome. All right, so there it is. So May 15th and 16th, $10,000, lots of drama. Dane, thank you for a phenomenal recap. Do not miss it, and we will be here to talk about it next week.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.